Born on June 16th in 1902 in Hartford, Connecticut, McClintock was always interested in science at an early age. She attended high school, and once she graduated, she enrolled at Cornell University as a biology major. She got her bachelor's degree in 1923, master's in 1925, and these with a specialty in cytology, the study of the cell, genetics, the study of DNA, and zoology, the study of animals. She got her doctorate in biology in 1927. During graduate school, she started the work that would occupy her for the rest of her life. This work was called Chromosomal Analysis of Corn, the study of corn chromosomes. Using microscopes and a staining technique, it allowed her to examine, identify, and describe individual chrome chromosomes. In 1931, she and her colleague, Harriet Creighton, published a paper called A Correlation of Cytological and Genetical Crossings Over Zeme Maze. This groundbreaking paper described how chromosomes are the basis of genetics. This paper led to the discovery of the double helix by Francis Crick, James Watson, and Rosalind Franklin. Because of this paper, she was elected Vice President of the Genetics Society of America in 1939 and the President of the Genetics Society in 1944. She received a Guggenheim Fellowship in 1933 to study in Germany. She left when the Nazis took power, and she returned back to America. When she returned to Cornell, she found that the university would not hire a female professor. Instead, the Rockefeller Foundation funded her research at Cornell until she was hired by the University of Missouri. Once she retired from U of M, she moved to Long Island to continue her work at Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, where she spent the rest of her professional life. At CSHL, she discovered the genetic information, chromosomes, were not stationary. By tracing pigmentation changes in corn, she isolated two genes that she can call controlling elements. These genes controlled pigmentation. The genes could hop around to different parts of the DNA and change it. These changes would also change the neighboring genes. She proposed these genes were the cause of new mutations throughout all of the DNA. Even though her work was ahead of its time by decades, her colleagues refused to believe her. She discovered these things in the 1940s. Not until the 1960s did we actually discover the shape of the genetic material, the DNA, aka the double helix. Then did they start to verify her work. Without her outstanding work, she received the Nobel Prize of Physiology and Medicine. She was the first woman to ever receive this award. She really broke down barriers in the scientific community, proving that she could be a professor, she could discover things, and she was a viable scientist, and they should trust her. Barbara McClinton died on September 2, 1992, in Huntington, New York. Thank you for listening to the 7th episode of Science Who. We have new episodes weekly. You can reach us at our website of wnth.radio.com or anywhere you get your podcasts. Thanks, and I hope to see you soon. Bye.